Okay, good Erev Shabbos to everybody. So Shvi of Shlach continues on with the violations of Avodah Zarah, Kitvar Hashem Bazavas, Mitzvah Sohifar, Hikares, Hikares, and Nefeshahi Avonavah. The Ramban explains Avonavah means that the Avon is Davuk in the Nefesh, the Olmead, based on the final Pasuk in Sefer Yeshayahu, Vayud De Ra'on, the Chol Basar. Then we move on to the story of the Mikoshesh, and as Rashi notes, it's based on the basic equivalency of a violation of Shabbos, which is Mumer L'chol Tarakula, and of Rezara, because Kola Kofir Ba Moda B'chol Tarakula, Kol HaModa B'Vorezara Kofir B'chol Tarakula, and then Tetzitzis, which is Shkula Kenegit Kol Mitzvah Shabbat Torah. That's a complex topic, needs to be explained what exactly Tetzitzis, which seems like a mitzvah Saseh Greda, and it's not even a mitzvah Chiyuvis, it's a Chovas Gavr She'ishol Beged, as the Rambam explains. But what tzitzis really is, you know, an attempt to be mechayev ourselves in mitzvos. It's an attitudinal. That's why the Gemara Menachos says that it triggers the chiyuv of Kriyat Shema. It's a mitzvah hatluya ba mitzvah acharis, and a paradigmatic mitzvah at that of Kabbalos Malchus Shemayim. But be that as may, I just want to focus in, as we did last year, a little bit on the Mikoshesh. It's an endlessly fascinating topic because it's enigmatic. We don't know who exactly the Mikoshesh is. Maybe it's Lavchad, maybe somebody else. But that introductory passage is what we discussed last year, Vayuvnei Yisrael Bamidbar, with the Ramban Seyara, after Achid HaMaraglim, they're sort of, you know, in no man's land. They're not going anywhere, and there's this collective sense of Yiyush, and it was necessary that a reminder be issued that, you know, they may not have the mitzvos atzliyos baretz, but they're certainly not bereft of mitzvos, and Shabbos is in full force. So that's what we discussed last year, Vayuvnei Yisrael Bamidbar. I want to take it a little bit more in Rashi's direction this year. Vayuvnei Yisrael Bamidbar, Vayimtzu Ish, Mekoshesh Etzim B'Yom HaShabbos. B'gnusan Shal Yisrael Kasav Medaber, Rashi says, Shlo Shamro LaShabbos Rishona. And the obvious question is, what do you mean, B'gnusan Shal Yisrael Kasav Medaber? Vayimtzu Ish, right? You know, we're talking about millions of people who observed Shabbos and one individual who did the wrong thing. And they immediately identified him. They did the right thing. You know, Vayavio Osal Moshe, Vayanicho Osal Mishmar, Kilo Farashmai Asalo, Ragom Yigamuvo Kol Haida. I mean, well, what do you mean, Big New Central Yisrael Kasav Medaber? But that's precisely the point. As noted this year and previous years, when we talk about Parshas B'Shalach, the introduction of the mitzvah of Shabbos is incredibly striking. Yishal Yitzemim Komo Bayom HaShvi'i. Right, the din of Tchum Shabbos, according to Rashi, it's a din derabanan, according to Rambam, it's a nisa deraisa, but it's not even a malacha. And yet that's the primary din, Shvu Yishtachtav, Al Yitzi Yish Mimkoma, Bayom HaShvi'i, that Shabbos is about, you know, melding back into the community. It's observed at the communal plane. We've used that many times to explain why it is that unlike Avodah Zarah or Gilei Arayos, or Shvichos Damim, where there aren't qualitative differences between doing it B'Tzinah B'Farhesia, the truth is that when it comes to Chilul Shabbos, there is a difference. Chilul Shabbos B'Farhesia is Mumer L'Chol Tarakula. Doesn't really mean publicly, but brazenly, because it's an attack on the community. Shabbos is observed by the Jewish community at large. And indeed, it is a communal failure if one person is Michal Shabbos. A big nusan Shal Yisrael Kasav Medaber, Shal Shamru Lo Shabbos Achas, Vishamru Vinei Yisrael Asa Shabbos. We always discuss this in the context of the Mishkan, where the Mishkan was, a prototypical opportunity for Yechidim to demonstrate their unique Avodas Hashem, Ish, Bimlachto Asher Hema Osim, V'chol Isha Chochmas Lev Yadeh Tavu Ish V'Isha, Asher Nadva Rucham Osam, etc., right? That's what the Mishkan is. It reflects its personal creativity, personal talent, but it's offset by Shabbos, right? Shesh Yisimim Te'asem L'cho V'yom HaShvi'i Yelacham Kodesh Shabbat Shavason L'Hashem Kol Sevam L'cho Yumas. It's about melding back into community and bearing witness to God's creativity. And thus, yes, even though millions of people were scrupulously and fastidiously observing the Shabbos, Vayimtzu Ish Mekoshesh Etzim V'yom HaShabbos, the fact that one person violated Shabbos, Bignus and Shal Yisrael, Kos of Medaber, because it's not only a reflection of that person, but it means that Klal Yisrael, as an organic entity, did not observe Shabbos. Millions of individual Jews observe Shabbos, but the idea is for Klal Yisrael, on a national basis, to observe Shabbos. Now, of course, that requires every Yachid to be on board, but when there's a failure, it's not a failure of just that Yachid, right, impacts the entire community, B'gnusan shel Yisrael, HaKasav Medaber. And so that's an insight into the very nature of Shemirah Shabbos. And that's the point of, again, introducing Shabbos with the din of Tchum, that people aren't supposed to be wandering off on their own. You know, what could be a greater oneg, you know, going on a nice tiyul? But that's the whole point. You're supposed to be, you must be, Shavu Yishtachtava Yetzei Yishmim Koma Bayom HaShvi, melded into the community. And with that, it seems fitting to wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos.